Thanks, Owen. Now to a story raising questions around ethics, technology and transparency at the heart of Irish politics. Kildare North Fianna Fáil TD Nita O'Carroll, recently appointed as his party's spokesperson on artificial intelligence and a member of the Ráiteas Committee on AI, is facing scrutiny over a financial interest in a controversial tech firm. According to reporting by The Ditch, Deputy O'Carroll holds over €13,000 in restricted stock units in Gong, an Israeli-founded AI company co-founded by former members of the Israeli military, including one who has acknowledged doing classified intelligence work for the IDF. O'Carroll, who previously worked at the company, has insisted there is no conflict of interest, stating that his ethics declaration is public and that he would recuse himself from any discussions where a conflict might rise. I'm joined now on the phone by Deputy O'Carroll.
Hi Martin, how are you doing?
Do you believe it's appropriate for someone with a financial interest, albeit unrealised, in a foreign AI company to influence national AI policy?
So, first of all, I just want to say in the clearest terms that I absolutely condemn the genocide that's being carried out in Gaza. My support for the Palestinian people is steadfast and it's completely unwavering. And I've been consistent on this, not only in the Dáil where I've spoken publicly in support of Palestine, but also in my time in Kildare County Council as well. And just to answer your question directly, Martin, there is no conflict of interest here. The reality is, I worked in a company for 2.5 years. As part of my remuneration, I received a number of what we call restricted stock units or RSUs. So these aren't liquid assets. It's not as if I can sell or transfer these. And what I did was I ensured that on the ethics register, I declared this from the get-go. There was nothing hidden. There was nothing trying to avoid any transparency. It was very clear and open. And if we're going into the realm of whether people can sit on committees because they have stocks or shares in different industries, then we have to look at people's private pensions. How are people's private pensions invested across different industries? And, you know, you just would not see it, and you do not see it.
So just to clarify, Nita, would you support a rule prohibiting sitting committee members from holding stock in tech companies subject to potential regulation?
So I wouldn't support that, because what we have in my instance is somebody coming from the industry and somebody with expertise in an area contributing to a committee around that particular area. People complain all the time about the fact that politicians do not have expertise in different sectors. And here is a politician with expertise in a particular sector that is growing significantly, not just in Ireland, but internationally. And we need expertise when it comes to artificial intelligence. And I'm bringing that we haven't seen and we do not see in the Dáil or in the Seanad. So I think, you know, I'm actually bringing a lot more to the committee than a lot of other members. And as I said, there is no conflict of interest here, because Gong as a company is a software company, right? And it does sales technology for sales organizations. It's not going to be going for government contracts. It's not going to be looking for government contracts. This is a company that's selling to other software companies. So, you know, what is coming out of this article essentially is, well, look, if you've come from any industry, well, then you can't comment on it, you can't have any interest in it. And I go back to the fact, Martin, that these are restricted stock units. I can't sell them, right? So I was given these as part of my remuneration. I didn't invest in Gong. I didn't invest in different businesses. This was given to me in lieu of a salary, as part of my salary, I should say.
Just to go back to your point just about conflicts, who identifies them and who determines when recusal is required? Is that yourself or is that the committee chair?
So it would be both. So, you know, I've been in politics long enough now, 11 years, between the council and the Dáil, where if I felt that there was a conflict of interest, I would recuse myself from that particular meeting. Indeed, if another member thought that there was a conflict, they could request that I recuse myself. And indeed, if the chair felt that there was a conflict, he could ask me to recuse myself as well. But it would never, I can't envisage, being honest, any instance where that would actually happen. If we go back to what I mentioned about the type of software that Gong provide, it's not something that would really come up in the Oireachtas AI committee. So it's not really pertinent. And to be straight with you as well, Martin, you know, the issue here that the Ditch have, and if you look at the headline, is company founded by two former members of the Israeli Defense Forces. Now, first of all, Gong is headquartered in San Francisco, but it is true to say that it was founded by two Israeli individuals. Now, there's compulsory military service in Israel. So are we saying basically that any company that has any links to anybody from Israel, that you know, TDs and senators or maybe can't be involved in it? We're getting to a level of absurdity here.
But there are genuine concerns around foreign influence, particularly from a state with ongoing geopolitical controversies on Ireland's tech policymaking. Would you not agree with that?
But I don't see how Gong, my previous employment, could have any impact on Ireland's tech policy. I worked there for 2.5 years. I don't work there anymore. As I said, this is sales technology for software companies. It's not around the actual development of technology and technology policy for this country. Like, it actually has absolutely no link. The benefits that I have from working in, and I didn't just work for Gong, I also worked for Zendesk and Meltwater. I spent close to a decade in the technology industry, is that I have an expertise working directly in AI, working directly in the tech sector, that we have not seen in it all. And I think that's important to call out. You know, we need to have politicians in this country that aren't just career politicians, people that actually have expertise in areas that are of critical importance to society. Like, AI is changing the face of this country, and we need to have people in the Dáil and in the AI committee that know what they're talking about. Like, our first committee meeting essentially was an introduction to explain to TDs and senators or members of the Oireachtas committee what exactly AI is. I'm 10 steps ahead of that. I'm looking at literally policy that would be able to shape and influence and change this country for the better by utilising AI.
And look, that obviously reflects your appointment to the Oireachtas AI committee. Did you beforehand sit down with Fianna Fáil or the committee chair Malcolm Byrne to discuss the possibility that this might come up?
No, because it, as I said previously, in my ethics declaration, I declared, and if you actually go through the ethics declaration, I put in probably the most detail of anybody in the ethics declaration, because I really do believe in being transparent and open with the public. And if you actually look at that as well, I even have the fact that I'm chair of the Maynooth St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee. I just want to be as forthright and as forthcoming as possible, so people actually know what interests I have. So, as I said, there is no conflict here. I worked in the tech sector, and I have experience from the tech sector. It's as simple as that.
Okay, that was Kildare North Fianna Fáil TD, Nisha O'Carroll. Nisha, thanks for your time.
Thank you.